The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall. With patience and prayer, you shall not fall.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We welcome our viewers of Madani Channel back to another episode of the program, The Challenges of Youth. Yes, in this program, we discuss the various challenges that the youth worldwide do face, as well as Islamic guidance as to how we can overcome those challenges. Today, too, we have a very important topic of discussion. But before we get into the topic, let's first remind ourselves of the benefits that we receive when we recite salawat upon the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that whoever recites salawat once upon me, Allah azza wa jalla showers 10 mercies upon him. Yes, subhanallah, 10 mercies for one salawat. Alhamdulillah, let us now take advantage of this wonderful ni'mah of salawat that we have and continuously receive the mercies of Allah Azza wa Jal through its barakah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Yes, so today's topic of discussion, a very important topic, a topic in which a lot of people are involved in, and unfortunately, a topic that affects many people's lives, and unfortunately, it does affect the youth very much, and that is the perils of substance abuse. Yes, the perils, the dangers, the harms of substance abuse is what we are going to talk about today. So this includes many intoxicants and all of the harms that it does cause to one's body. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. But before we get into the details of today's discussion, let's first listen to a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved of Allah, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after the kalam, we'll be back to go on with our topic of discussion. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai Ae jalwa-e jaanana Ae jalwa-e jaanana Aqa Tu shama-e risalat hai سر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے جو ساقی کوثر کے چہرے سے نقاب اٹھے ہر دل بنے میں خانہ ہر آنکھ ہو پیمانہ پہنچا پہنچا مر مر کے اسے پایا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب سنگے در جانا نا چھوٹے نہ الہی اب یا رب سنگے در جانا نا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پیتے ہیں تیرے در کا کھاتے ہیں تیرے در کا پانی ہے تیرا پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا پانی ہے تیرا پانی ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری ہر پھول میں بو تیری ہر شمع میں ذو تیری بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ جلوائے جانا نا اے جلوائے جانا نا وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوائے جانانا سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ حشر رہے روشن ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے عالم تیرا پروانہ تو ماہ نبوت ہے اے جلوہ جانانا اے جلوہ جانانا اے جلوہ جانانا
Subhanallah, subhanallah, what a beautiful kalam in praise of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And whenever we listen to his blessed praises, we feel the strength of the love of the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam overpowering our hearts. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And we feel closer to the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we feel that yearning increasing in our hearts to visit the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah. May Allah Azza wa Jal take us all to the blessed city of Makkah al-Mukarramah, the blessed city of Madinatul Munawwarah, as well as our beautiful Masjid al-Aqsa. May Allah preserve all three of our harams. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now today's topic of discussion being the perils of substance abuse. Yes, this includes substances, harmful substances, or more focused upon intoxicating substances. This includes alcohol, it includes drug abuse, it includes all forms of intoxication, which by our deen of Islam has been made haram. Every intoxicant has been made impermissible for us. We cannot take substances in order to intoxicate ourselves. Allah Azza wa Jal, the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deen of Islam has prohibited such. However, you find that a lot of the people of the world are involved in intoxication in some form or the other. If we just take alcohol, for example, a large portion of the population consumes alcohol. Approximately 38.3% of the population does consume alcohol. Allahu Akbar. And this causes so much of downfall, so much of trouble, eventually even leading to the death of many people. Just by drinking alcohol, how much of trouble people face, and eventually many end up dying due to that. Yearly, per annum, we have approximately 3.3 million deaths each year as a result of alcohol. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. So this is a very rife issue. If we look across the globe, approximately 15.3 million people have drug use disorders. That is that they are taking harmful substances, abusing drugs. And this too leads to many people's downfalls. Now, if we just look towards some of the harms of this drug abuse, of the substance abuse, it goes on to so many various parts of our lives. People have mental and emotional disorders due to taking substances, due to taking drugs. They suffer from anxiety, they suffer from depression, they suffer from paranoia, they suffer from mood swings, and the list just goes on and on. Emotions are unfortunately not stable when people are in that intoxicated state. And sometimes the youth look at this as a cool state or as a state that is very relaxing. And you find all of these excuses that come about in order to justify why people take substances or abuse substances. Sometimes it's just to fit into a clique that everyone's doing it and therefore I end up doing it as well. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. At the same time, it's very important for the youth to understand that there are certain times when these disorders, this sickness of substance abuse becomes very rife. If you look towards the holiday times, the weekends, etc., then many groups of youngsters involve themselves in substance abuse. And many of those youth that involve themselves in this might even be people that we know, might even be people that we befriend to some extent or the other. if youth do have friends that are involving themselves in these sorts of activities, yes, firstly, we should try to break away from those friendships. Because those sorts of friendships are not going to take us towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. They will take us towards the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if one thinks that I will not be affected by what it is that they are doing it and I am not doing it, then remember the famous statement, the famous saying of our sulaha, Suhbate salih tura salih kunat, Suhbate tali' tura tali' kunat, that indeed the company of the pious will make you pious and the company of the sinful will make you sinful as well. And so you find that youth that were not involved in this evil, by spending time with those who are involved in this evil, they too gradually become involved in this evil as well. Now, if you have to break away, but you feel difficulty in breaking away all at once, you feel that I might need to do this in steps, that these people overall, I know they are good people, I know they are good at heart, I know they are Muslims, etc., but I don't want to partake in that activity of theirs. The best is to break away completely, but if you're unable to break away completely, then at least know the times, the events, the days when they will be involved in those activities and do not join them on those days at those times. Rather, if you see them at other times, then give them nekiki da'wah, give them an invitation towards righteousness, that those activities are not liked in the deen of Islam. They are prohibited in the deen of Islam. Allah Azza wa Jal dislikes that. And therefore, let us draw ourselves towards the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and away from the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed, once one spends some time in that company whilst that evil is taking place, gradually they too are affected and they too end up partaking in substance abuse as well. Now, whilst one is in an intoxicated state, then what happens to their mind? They cannot differentiate well. They struggle with differentiating between right and wrong. It's almost like an unconscious state, except that one is walking, one is talking. Some even fall into unconsciousness. But even though one may be walking, one may be talking, their sense of judgment is impaired. Their sense of the ability to take important decisions is also impaired. And most definitely, their focus is lacking and is broken. As time goes on, it does even impair the memory as well. It can also cause many fatal illnesses, fatal sicknesses, fatal respiratory depression as well, heart attacks, strokes, all take place as a result of substance abuse. Now, whilst one is in this intoxicated state due to whatever the drug may be, and across the world you find drugs in so many forms, you find substances being abused in so many forms, when one is in this intoxicated state, they are unable to differentiate right from wrong. It's surprising that many countries in the world state don't drink and drive. Well, we should not drink at all. For why are they saying that you should not drink and drive? Because they know that your judgment, your ability to focus is most definitely impaired whilst you are intoxicated, and therefore it is illegal to drink whilst one is drunk. Well, then one should not drink at all. For it's not only dangerous whilst driving, it's also dangerous if you're walking. It's also dangerous if you're dealing with your family. It's also dangerous if you're dealing with your children. In fact, it's dangerous for your health even if you are dealing with only yourself. If one is in a closed room and highly intoxicated, one cannot differentiate easily as to what it is that he is doing, and therefore he may cause harm to himself. You find many people that fall unconscious, people that even die in that state of intoxication. It affects them so badly. And even if they come back into their normal state, if they become sober again, gradually the immune system is becoming weaker and weaker. Their social life is breaking down. This is a cause of the breakdown of society in so many ways. You find that people who are involved in substance abuse, people who are addicted to drugs, their relationships suffer. If they are married, their marriage suffers. If they have children, their relationship with their children suffers. If they are working, their relationships at work suffers, and their work itself does suffer, that they go to work in a tired state. They are unable to accomplish the tasks and the targets that were set for them for their day. And unfortunately, gradually, people like this tend to lose their jobs as well. Then they go through financial difficulties due to having lost their jobs, as well as due to the cost of these drugs. And once you partake in it, you crave more. And then you partake in it again and you crave even more. And eventually, the need for it feels so strong that one would sell even their own precious belongings in order to be able to fulfill that need, so that they may buy those substances and partake of those substances and feel that state of intoxication or that high, just so that they have that feeling again that they so dearly craved. And unfortunately, like this, people sell their own belongings. Then people steal from others and sell the belongings of others. Then people get kicked out of their houses and they end up on the streets, having lost their jobs, having lost their families, having lost so much because of being attached to these substances. Oh, beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has cut it at the root. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us that kullu muskirin haram, every intoxicating substance is haram. It earns you the displeasure of Allah azza wa jal. We must stay away from intoxicating substances. And if we are to stay away from those substances, then alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, we don't face all of those difficulties that we would have faced if we were so irresponsible to partake in those substances. Have you not seen the statement, drink responsibly? I wonder from time to time that how is it that we can find that statement, that line, that instruction, drink responsibly? Drinking alcohol, consuming anything that is intoxicating just for the sake of intoxication, how is that responsible in the first place? Most definitely, that is irresponsible behavior. You're not going to treat those around you the same way, in the same way whilst you are intoxicated, as you would have treated them whilst you were sober. It is irresponsible behavior to partake in any harmful intoxicating substance in the first place. So there isn't responsibility in doing so. Rather, this is irresponsible behavior. And we find many youth, especially as well as some elders throughout the world, that try to justify intoxication in so many ways. That no, I'm partaking in marijuana, I'm partaking in certain drugs, I'm partaking in alcohol, etc., because it helps to calm me, because it helps me in this way, it helps me in that way. No, no, no. These are just justifications that we are trying to make in our minds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has advised us against these things. Yes, there is no cure in it, rather there is sickness in it. And so, when we think about it, then we realize that indeed, cures are not lying within these substances being taken for the mere joy of being intoxicated. Rather, there is much harm that is within this, that is capable of destroying one's dunya, and it is capable of destroying one's akhirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved special wine, special drinks in the hereafter in Jannah that do not intoxicate a person, that are pure, that are a means of reward, that are a means of joy. And when one consumes the worldly wine, then he is depriving himself of the pure wine of Jannah. We want the ni'mas of Jannah. We want the bounties of Jannah that Allah Azza wa Jal has prepared and kept for the pious believers. If we want those bounties, we need to stay away from these haram acts. We need to stay away from these acts that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam strongly prohibited it. Allah Azza wa Jal has prohibited it. There is no goodness that lies in it. If anyone is encouraging us towards it, then understand that shaitan is speaking to us through that person. If anyone is motivating us to partake just a little in it, one tablet, one pill, one puff, one sip, one injection, in so many ways these drugs are taken, in so many ways these substances are abused, and then we must understand that shaitan is speaking to us through that person. Shaitan is working on us through that person. And as time goes, these drugs constantly change, but the effect is the same. The effect is intoxication. Whether it slows someone down or it speeds someone up, it affects your mental ability. It breaks your focus. It puts you at your weakest possible point. Understand that the strength of a person lies in the strength of their minds, in the strength of their hearts, in the strength of their emotions, in the strength of their body. And all of this falls away when one is intoxicated. Which important decision can one take whilst they are intoxicated? One can barely decipher, one can barely distinguish between good and bad. They can barely distinguish between right and wrong. At that point, the person thinks they are walking straight, but you see it when people are intoxicated, that they walk from side to side, they sway from side to side. Sometimes they fall down, sometimes they fall unconscious, sometimes they vomit. These are all signs that the body is giving us as well, that the body does not want to accept this. Why is it that whilst people are consuming these harmful substances, many a times they vomit as well? The body doesn't want to accept it. The mind doesn't want to accept it. And yet this person is forcing themselves to partake in this and eventually destroying them, destroying their bodies, destroying their minds, destroying their emotions, destroying their families, destroying their work life. And it is possible that this can also move towards destroying their iman because it is sinful. And yes, the one who consumes wine and thereafter he makes tawbah, his tawbah is accepted, inshallah azza wa jalla, if his tawbah is sincere. But the one who repeatedly does this, intentionally, repeatedly does this, that he knows he's going to go back and he keeps partaking in it again and again, then there comes a point at which it is possible that such tawbah will not be accepted. And that this person will not be forgiven because he continuously goes back to it intentionally. Although he's making tawbah, he knows he intends to go back again and again and again. This is not something that one should play with. We have seen many youth out there during these young years of their lives, during their youth, not realizing the harms of these things, of substance abuse, of drugs, of alcohol, of wine, of all intoxicants, have unfortunately gone towards it, and it has ruined them for many years to come. Many could not marry, many cannot find jobs, many suffer with disorders, physical disorders, due to which people don't want to be with them. Many suffer from poverty because they can't get jobs, because they are kicked out of their homes, because family members cannot stay with them. They are stealing from family members. They are selling family members' belongings just so that they can purchase those drugs, those harmful and intoxicating substances. And it goes on in this way until their lives are ruined. Not just this world can be ruined, but also your akhirah can be ruined due to substance abuse, due to intoxications. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect us. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect our youth. I advise parents out there, keep a close eye on your youth. Keep a close eye on your children, on your grandchildren, on your nieces and nephews. Be careful. Shaitan is waiting to attack. We need to be that barrier to help to protect them. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with tawfiq to act upon the good that we've learned. Ameen bi jahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The challenges of youth. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. O youth in the path of Islam, stand tall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall. With patience and prayer you shall not fall.